Livestock producers fighting another predator. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yes, they are becoming a large problem for the livestock industry.
They're a much bigger problem than coyotes are.
Two West Tennessee cattle producers talking about a growing concern over black vultures. Now, these aren't turkey vultures that have been around here in Tennessee for some time, but these black vultures, according to USDA's Fish and Wildlife Service, have grown from basically nothing some 30 years ago to a major problem today. Cattle farmer Wes Ash from McNairy County.
Where the turkey vultures prey upon corn, roadkill, dead carcasses, the black vultures actually create carcasses, and that is something that it's a documented case. They're a lot more aggressive, and that they will hunt out newborn calves and cows that are calving and prey them. And the livestock industry at a whole, whether it's sheep, goats, and hog operations have been hit by it.
And by law, it's illegal to shoot black vultures. They're protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and farmers can get a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that would allow up to a 10% kill, and that permit expires each year on March 31st, and it costs $50. Weekly County's Ronnie Yergin says he would like to be able to take care of the birds without having to go through the permit process.
It affects your bottom line a lot nowadays, and I might say we lose 8 or 9 a year. It's not just one cow or one calf. It would be several a year.
Now, there's no doubt black vultures are preying on livestock in Tennessee, and they're also causing problems for homeowners and other businesses, tearing off shingles and causing damage even to TVA power lines and other structures. Definitely a growing nuisance here in Tennessee. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.